Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, he is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great are you, Lord, I lift up my voice, I lift up my voice. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Now just turn to the very next page, 2023. How majestic is your name?
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we magnify your name, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. O Lord God Almighty. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we magnify your name, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. O Lord God Almighty.
Turn to page 2031. And we'll sing this through twice.
The sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy.
2062, The Lily of the Valley.
I have found the man of Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care in him a role. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken, and all my sorrows born. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my petals torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Through all the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. In a wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll.
He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. He is risen. So glad to see you on this wonderful morning. First of all, I'd like to welcome all of our visitors, and I'd like for our visitors just to simply raise your hand because we have a gift for you this morning. So raise your hand. Fourth row over here. Yeah, raise your hand. Well, we're so glad to see not only our visitors, but our regular members this morning on this beautiful day. Remember that you have the registration pads that start over here on my right, your left, and go all the way across and jump the aisle, not by themselves. You have to carry them over there and go to the other side. Please fill those out. Also, you have a prayer request in the back of the pew. If you have a special prayer for someone or a praise for someone, please fill those out and our ushers will pick them up at the first hymn. Also, you'll notice all the lovely lilies today that the members of our congregation were so thoughtful to honor and give them in memory of different friends and family. Would like to say you have a list of those in your bulletin, but one got left off. And so I'm going to mention that today. Dick Richards bought one for his lovely wife, Mary. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those. Okay, and I would ask you that if you did buy a lily, take it home with you today, or if you bought two, take two home. Remember to come pick them up after our service. Pastor Judy?
Now we're going to have Holy Communion this morning, and I want to tell you how we're going to do it. Because we're going to do it a little bit different. Are you surprised? When I call for you to come, you'll come down the center aisle, two rows, this side of the church and this side of the church, and let's pretend like I'm y'all. I'm going to come down the aisle, and I'm going to go this way, okay? And you will be served on this side. Same thing is going to be going on over here on this side. Now, there will be three stations. The first station will be the bread. The second station will be a chalice, and you can dip your bread in the juice if you want to. If it's still too close to flu season for you and you're a little sketchy on that, next to the chalice will be a tray with a little individual plastic cups. You can use that instead, and it's your choice. Those who are serving the bread, we'll also have gluten-free bread available for you. Just let them know when you get here. We want to communicate that this is God's table. It's open to everyone. Now, one final thing. If getting up and coming up here is a little bit of a challenge, don't worry, we'll bring it to you. How about that? We want to make sure that everyone is served God's food for all of God's people. Now, it's Easter. This is the day where what Jesus did made all of that stuff that you've been dragging, all of that guilt, remorse, sorrow, those ways that you beat up on yourself, the ways that you feel ashamed, all of that stuff from your past, Jesus has obliterated from this day forward, because Jesus is standing between you and God. God can't see a thing other than your beautiful perfection. That's why we know that God is love, because all God can do is extend love toward you because God loves you. God doesn't have to forgive you. Jesus took care of it. Now, is that good news? Amen. Let's be happy about it. Hallelujah. All right. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And now let's worship God.
Thank you.
Would you please stand and join me in the opening words? Let us sing.
Praises to God.
Who dared to take on human flesh and dwell among us?
Praise to God of our salvation.
Who did not turn back in the face of evil and death?
Praise, thanks, honor, and glory be to God,
who continues to dance through our lives even now. Let all that have breath sing praises to God. Thank you. You may be seated. I would invite the children to come forward, please, or the young at heart.
Babies.
Spring babies.
Are you a spring baby? What is your name? Now, what's your name? Jolene. Okay, you're cute. Yes, you are. And then on this cross, we had a bunch of flowers. And what happened in the spring? The flowers bloomed on that. And that's a sign of new life. And that's what Easter is all about. New life and new life in Christ. Now, we're going to have a prayer. And then in a few minutes, what I want you to do is I want you to get a flower out of the baskets that are here on the floor. And it's your turn to put your flowers on the cross for us. Okay? Well, let's bow our heads and close our eyes first. Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful day. It's spring. It's getting warm. The animals are coming out and waking up. And Lord, we're going to wake up to you. Lord, it's time that we praise you and we celebrate you because of what you have done. Because you have sent your Son to be our Savior. This is my prayer. Amen. Okay, go get your ball. Go put another one on. You can put those down seats with your own hands for you.
Please turn in your hymnals to page 302. We'll sing verses 1 through 4. Christ the Lord is risen today. Please stand as we sing together.
Christ the Lord is risen today.
Raise your joys and turn.
The scripture teaches that before you partake in Holy Communion, that you discern the body. That means we listen toward each other to see what people need to share so that they can enter in to this meal of communing with each other and with God unfettered. Chuck Smith shares he wishes for prayers for Judy Slope in San Angelo, who fell and broke her nose and her seventh vertebrae. He also asks for prayers for Jessica, his niece, who continues to have health issues. And he also asks us to please pray for his cousin Jeff, who's having health concerns regarding his cancer. So for all of these who Chuck holds close in his heart, we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Dan and Pat Cooper ask us to keep Dick and Mary Richards in your prayers for general health concerns, and also to remember the family of Rusty Henshaw, whose services were yesterday. So for health concerns and a family in grief, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Roberta and Eric Hecker? Roberta and Eric, where are you? Look right back there, Roberta. There you are. 50th anniversary on April 5th. Everybody praise the Lord. What a deal, Roberta. Thank you for sharing. Susan Salitis also shares that Judy Hadfield is having medical tests Monday. So for Judy, who made your burritos at breakfast this morning, we pray God's mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Austin Gunnell says, my whole family being here this morning, he's praising God for. So for families, for being together in worship, that is a big thing to praise God for. So all of us, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And now let us go to God in prayer. Holy God, as we come to this table that you have spread before us, this table that you want everyone to be able to eat from and drink from, this table of your food for your people, we come also bringing with us these prayers, concerns who have been named, and those that are resting in each of our hearts. Lord, free us to worship you. Help us to let go and trust you with all of these details of our hearts. And now, God, as we eat and drink together, I ask that you bind us ever closer together in your love, so that somehow or another, by being here today worshiping you, the glow goes with us into our week and it infects others. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And now you'll need your bulletin for the communion liturgy. And yes, it's different than what you've usually participated in. There's lots of opportunities for you to respond. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We should give thanks.
Thanks and praise to the one who brings life.
Gracious God, we raise voices hoarse from shouting alleluias. We sing praises for the wonder of an empty tomb. We give thanks for the gifts of life that breaks the bonds of death.
We sing songs of praise for the world you have given us.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies. As spring deepens and the earth thaws, as green breaks through the brown of winter, we sing songs of hope for new life springing from dead soil, for the promise held in every seed that is sown. As people of faith, we remember all those who have gone before.
People like Moses and Miriam, leading their people to freedom. Like Sarah and Abraham, seeking a new life in a strange land. Like Peter and Mary, proclaiming an empty tomb and life beyond the cross. We remember these and many others, named and unnamed, who have embraced your life, your hope, and moved into a new age. And we trust that in remembering and retelling their stories, we too can take the leap into new life. Deep among them all, those memories we remember, the life of a special one.
Jesus, child of Mary.
Born of a woman, he grew to adulthood among people who struggled daily for life.
Baptized by John, he embraced the life to which you called him.
He taught and preached a vision of a world where all divisions were broken down, where all had what they needed for abundant life, where the reign of God was as real on earth as in heaven.
And though the powerful in his world fought back, he stood strong.
When offered a chance to take the easy way, he overcame his own fear and instead prayed, "Yet thy will be done."
Even though they put him to death, you raised him to life, vindicating his vision and bringing hope and healing to the world.
As inheritors of that hope, we join together in the cries that welcomed him into Jerusalem, the cries of hope for the world.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Holy One. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We remember that Jesus gathered with his closest friends in an upper room to share the Feast of Liberation.
And while sharing the ancient story of freedom, he called them to remember the promised freedom of God's kingdom.
We remember that at that table, he took the bread, gave thanks for it, blessed it and broke it, and passed it among them, saying,
"This is my body, broken by and for the world. Whenever you eat it, remember me."
Then later he took a cup of wine, blessed it, and passed it to them, saying,
"This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it, remember me, and look toward the fulfillment of God's kingdom."
And so we break the bread and pour the cup, and we remember with hope. On this Easter day, we share the banquet of freedom to celebrate life victorious. God of life, in the beginning your spirit hovered over the water, calling forth life, creating and inspiring. Send your spirit upon we who gather to share this meal. Infuse this bread and this juice with the Spirit's power.
As we eat and drink, may we feel the power of life triumphant pulse in our veins, the fire of hope blaze in our hearts, and the joy of the empty tomb dance in our souls.
Christ who died is now alive.
Alleluia. Amen.
And so, as children of a loving parent, we pray together the words that Jesus, the risen Christ, taught his friends.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The body of Christ, broken for you. The sacrifice of Christ, made for you. Here at this table, we break the bread of life. On this day of celebration, we pour the cup of promise. These are gifts from God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Come and eat, for now all is ready. And so now I invite all of those who are going to help serve. I'll serve them first, and then I'll call for the rest of you.
Christ broken for you. Glenn, body of Christ broken for you. Sonia, the body of Christ broken for you. Russell, the body of Christ broken for you. Esther, the body of Christ broken for you. Bonnie, the body of Christ broken for you. Tom, the body of Christ broken for you.
Drink the wine of resurrection.
Back to your bulletin at the bottom of that page. Together. We have eaten, we have drunk, we have embraced your salvation, and your call to be participants in your kingdom come on earth. Grant, O God, that we who have gathered together on this day of resurrection will move on as people of hope, people of life, people of your kingdom. May the meal we have shared today revive us in body and soul and energize us as we go out to share the good news. Christ is risen. Death is defeated. Life wins. Alleluia and amen.
Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am now alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hell. Because I live, you will also live.
Thank you. And you have heard the word of the Lord. Would you turn to page 322, and it's your turn to sing and stand and put a joyful noise in this joyful song. Share with others. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
The time.